Hey boys, it's me, Leia, and I'm here today with Melissa. You guys all know Melissa, right? She's your spicy little wing girl from the Dream Girls series, and she's going to sit down with me tonight for some sexy girl talk. Are you ready to get excited, boys? Let's meet her then. How are you doing tonight, Melissa?
Hi, Leia. Hello there, sexy boys. I'm feeling good, yeah. God, I don't know whether to feel excited or nervous for this interview. I think right now it's a bit of both. You should know if you ask me for a hot, sexy story, you're all gonna go to bed excited tonight, believe me.
Does that include me? That's quite a promise, girl.
Well, do you want me to send you to bed horny or take you to bed horny?
Oh my God, Melissa!
I'm kidding. Well, kind of.
Okay, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started? I mean, we've heard some of your audio fantasies so far, but there's so much more to tell about the real you.
Okay, so my name is Melissa, obviously, and I'm 23 years old. I'm a dance and fitness instructor when I'm not making naughty audios for you, sweethearts. And I'm a bit of a gamer. I like a night in with Call of Duty, a handful of beers, and a boy to entertain.
You know, you are something else, girl. Even though I'm new, I really love you.
Aw, I love you too, Leia. Welcome to the club.
Okay, enough of the gooey stuff. I want to hear all the dirty bits of this story. So, on to the interview.
Oh, God, what are you going to ask me?
I heard a little story recently in passing, and I wanted to know if it was 100% true, because it was insane. Honestly, I almost fell off my chair.
Oh, boy.
I heard that when you were in college...
Oh, God, is this about the drunken threesome?
It's true!
Jessica's the only one that could have known that. I'm going to smack that girl in the ass when I see her. Okay, so you want to know about the threesome?
Yes, you filthy girl. Of course I want to know about the threesome. Three is my favorite number.
And I'm the filthy girl. Okay, all right, here's what happened. So, I was about 19 and my roommate Abby, who became my very best friend at the time, and she and I decided to go to this house party where this hot as fuck guy I knew was living. They were known for their amazing parties. So, Abby was one of those girls who is so beautiful close up, it blows your mind. It was like I was living with a celebrity or something. She was tall, beautiful body. I mean, she was taking dance with me, you know? So... long blonde hair and those eyes, oh my God, they were so blue, they were hypnotizing.
Wow, she sounds beautiful.
Oh, she was fucking stunning. Her ass, perfection. Her boobs, I mean, I kind of miss her right now. She was so fucking perfect. And not to come off as too confident or anything, but I do okay for myself too. When we'd go to parties together, we'd get plenty of boys coming over. It was so much fun playing that game, you know?
It sounds like it.
So anyway, we get to this party and I was super shy back then. So Abby convinced me to wear this tight little black tube dress. God, thinking back to it, it left nothing to the imagination. I was feeling naughty. These tits of mine are hard to keep stuffed into a tube dress, trust me. But we managed it. And she topped the whole outfit off with these really tall red heels that made my legs look nice and long. I think I still have them somewhere.
Yeah, haven't I seen them? But anyway, I'm curious, what was Abby wearing?
Oh, we were total opposites that night. She wore a slinky red dress with tall black heels. God, when we got to the party and that hot guy, his name was Aiden, holy fuck, when he saw us, we knew we had his attention. Every guy in that house took at least one good look at the two of us, I swear, but Aiden wasn't having any of it. He came right over like a fucking boss, and to be fair to him, to just take our attention because he wanted it. That was such a turn on. Even back then, with him being only 20 or so, he was totally in control of the situation.
Wow, what did he look like?
Oh, he was hot. He did some kind of sport. I don't even remember. Really strong and tall. He was amazing. And we would later find out that wasn't all he had going for him.
Oh my God. Please tell me more.
So Aiden takes us away from the crowd to a little corner and we started to play a game of quarters. You know, you bounce a quarter off the table and you have to get it in the beer mug, but if you miss, you have to chug your drink. Well, my aim at quarters is absolute shit, so Abby and I were drunk as fuck within like half an hour or something.
Oh, I wish I could have been there to see that.
Well, one thing to know about drunk me is I get a lot more confident. Like, there's no stopping me. I am down for anything. So the three of us start talking about sex. Go figure. And Aiden asked us what our sexual fantasies were. So Abby piped in that she always wanted to have a threesome. Aiden asked her, like a real sly dog, if she wanted a male-male-female or a female-female-male three-way. And she didn't even hesitate. She was like, I'd totally be down to having a threesome with you and Melissa.
Shit.
Oh, you have no idea, girl. By this time, I was so hyped up, I'd have gone along with anything. And all I could think about was getting naked with the two of them. So I just leaned over and, well, I kissed him. This slow and sensual, you know, like with my hand behind his neck. And then the next thing I knew, Abby was dragging me to her and she had her tongue in my mouth while Aiden's hand climbed the inside of my thigh.
Wow. How was it kissing a girl for the first time?
Oh, honey, that wasn't the first time I'd kissed a girl. So Abby's lips were so full and soft, and she'd been wearing this cherry lip gloss. Oh, God. I will never forget that kiss. It went on and on. Our tongues were stroking together while Aiden's hands slipped under my skirt and instantly found my wet panties. He played with my pussy like that, like just stroking it softly while Abby and I kissed for a very, very long time. Ugh, it felt fucking incredible.
So what happened next?
Well, Aiden was the first to lean into us and ask if we wanted to head upstairs to his room, you know, to get away from everyone else. Because I was pretty sure we were going to get noticed sooner or later. So Abby and I reluctantly broke that incredible kiss, and Aiden led us up the stairs, away from all the noise and music, and into his room. And it was incredibly tidy for a college guy's room. Anyway, Aiden didn't waste any time, and before I knew it, my tube dress was around my waist, and Abby's was right down too, so our boobs were completely exposed. He asked us to kiss again, and he slowly began to undress. So Abby tangled her fingers in my hair and pulled me flush against her. Our tits were together like our tongues in one another's mouths. It was so fucking erotic. More so knowing that Aiden was just watching it all happen.
That sounds so fucking good, Melissa. How did it feel to be pressed topless against a girl?
I can't even describe it. Her boobs were so firm and high, and the feeling of her nipples brushing against mine was just incredible. My nipples are getting hard just thinking about it.
Shit. Mine too.
So finally, Aiden had gotten all his clothes off, and he came over to join us, and he kissed us back and forth for a little while. Ugh, he was an amazing kisser. And then the three of us kissed each other, one by one. It was getting pretty frantic, and that was when I noticed his cock. Holy fuck, Leah, I shit you not, it was the size of my forearm. Abby was terrified of it, but I was like, bring it, I love a big boy, you know? So, with Abby deathly afraid of putting it between her legs, I grabbed hold of him with my hand and asked her if we could just kiss it together for a little bit. She agreed, and it was my first double blowjob, too. So we dropped down to our knees and just went for it. Oh, fuck, did he taste good. And the way he filled my mouth was just perfect. But then watching another girl do it to him so close up was unfucking real. It was so hot, I was burning to be fucked by this point.
So, what happened?
Are you okay, Leah? You look a little flushed.
Well, I kind of have a thing for threesomes myself, so I won't lie. It's making me really hot.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Mental note taken. So, back to story. You fucking distracted me, Leah.
I'm sorry. Continue. What happened next?
So we were like passionately sucking his dick back and forth for a little while until I just couldn't take it anymore. I instructed Abby to lay back on the bed and I led Aiden by his dick until we were standing in front of her. It was like I had a million hands just running all over my body, and while he massaged my tits, pinching and pulling at my nipples, hot, perfect Abby hiked up my skirt, pushed my panties aside, and started to eat my pussy.
Holy fuck.
Aiden's mouth was on my neck, sucking and licking while his hands played with my tits. He was whispering naughty things in my ear, telling me how he couldn't wait to stretch my pussy with his cock, sucking on my earlobes. But I couldn't concentrate on a damn thing with Abby's beautiful blue eyes staring up at me while she licked and sucked on my swollen clit. It was insane, Leah. My body had never felt so excited before. Aiden's hands were everywhere. He turned my face to him and started French kissing my mouth softly while Abby French kissed me between my legs.
That sounds so fucking good, Melissa.
It was. But it got even better because suddenly, Abby lay back on the bed, pulled up her skirt, and spread her long, beautiful legs really wide. Can you believe she wasn't even wearing any panties?
So, what did you do, Melissa?
Aiden whispered in my ear, "Do you want to taste your friend's pussy while I fuck you?"
Oh my god.
I didn't even answer him. I hiked up my skirt, bent over at the waist, spread her sweet pink pussy lips wide, and gave her pussy a deep, long lick. Leah, she tasted gorgeous. So sweet and sexy. And at the same time, Aiden pushed my panties aside. He didn't even take them off, which made it, for some reason, even hotter. And he pushed that huge, delicious cock of his all the way into me.
How did it feel?
Like fucking heaven. Leah, he stretched me so full and tight, I thought I wouldn't be able to keep on licking Abby's pussy. Like I wouldn't be able to concentrate at all. But I closed my eyes and kept my mouth firm on her pretty little pink pussy like I was kissing her down there. And she just kept on whispering to Aiden, rolling her head sideways on the pillow like she couldn't take it, urging Aiden to fuck me. She kept repeating over and over that she wanted him to fuck me hard and fast until I came all over his dick. Her fingers threaded into my hair and she locked my mouth tight against her while she slid herself back and forth over my tongue and I fingered her quickly with one hand. Aiden was pushing in and out of me hard and fast, and before I knew it, I was coming like crazy, moaning and gasping between Abby's legs, and I could feel her coming tightly around my fingers, her tight little hole gripping my fingers while my tight little hole went crazy on Aiden's cock.
Wait a minute. Wearing a condom?
Oh yeah, no. I wouldn't ever do it without one. Unless I was dating the guy. All I know is that it was one of the most erotic experiences of my life. She rode Aiden on the bed while he ate me out, and we did it a few other ways. In the end, we stood him up, and I kissed him while Abby gave him a really intense blowjob. Then I knelt down beside her and took him in my mouth. I looked up at him and sucked his dick as intensely and passionately as I could while she licked his balls. He just couldn't hold on after that, and he came in my mouth. It was so fucking sexy, girl, to taste him like that. To take all of it in my mouth and be the one to finish him, I loved it.
Holy shit, that was so hot. So did you and Abby ever, you know, again?
After that? All the time. It was hard not to. We lived together. Sometimes it would just be the two of us together at night, so we would explore one another's bodies. And then when we partied, we would sometimes find a guy and try stuff with him. But yeah. Abby and I fucked all the time. It was amazing, and I learned a lot.
I'm a little fucking jealous.
Don't be, girl. I've got your back.
Well, that was pretty intense. But thank you so much for sharing that incredibly hot story with me and all those horny boys out there. Did you like that, guys? Why don't you tell the boys what's happening next from you?
Well, you and I have something planned now, don't we, Leah?
Oh, yeah. We do, don't we? I almost forgot about that.
Boys, Leah and I are going to be doing a new fantasy roleplay series called My First Porno that is going to get your dicks harder than they've ever been before. I don't want to tell them too much, but it's about us wanting to make some homemade porn for the internet, and guess who the lucky boy is?
Let's just say it's going to get interesting.
Oh, it's going to get very interesting, and I can't wait to hear all the feedback from you guys after you hear the audios, because they are smoking hot, guys.
Girl, thank you so much for sitting down with me and sharing your story with everyone.
Anytime, beautiful. But we better get to work, right? We don't want to keep these boys waiting too long for what we have in store for them.
No, we definitely don't.
Bye-bye, boys. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to my naughty little story.
Bye, boys. Mwah.